Teachers are learning a new way to teach students in the 9 Project LIFT schools in CMS. Directions are often scripted and praise is kept to a minimum in an effort to manage classroom behavior. It's called no-nonsense nurturing. WFAE's Lisa Worf has this look at it.
No-nonsense nurturing requires specific directions and dropping the niceties. Druid Hill's math teacher Janisha Elford has it down pat as she talks to her 6th graders.
While Taylor is at the board explaining the problem, your pencil is in your hand, your voice is on 0. If you have the problem correct, you're following along and checking off your answer.
And you hear Elford describing to the class what everyone's doing.
So Nisha's looking at me. Denaria put her pencils down, good indicator. Monica put hers down and she's looking at me.
This is how all teachers in CMS's Project LIFT Zone are trained to manage their classrooms. Denise Watts, who heads Project LIFT, says no-nonsense nurturing allows these schools, primarily in West Charlotte and north of Uptown, to create the consistency students need to learn.
It just provides the language and the system for how to implement the behavior management component of it.
No-nonsense nurturing is partly the brainchild of Kristen Clyburero, a former principal, now CEO of the Center for Transformative Teacher Training based in San Francisco. She says the foundation of the program isn't new. It just puts into practice what she's observed from high-performing teachers. Teachers keep expectations high by only praising outstanding effort. They give specific directions and observe out loud what students are doing, something Clyburero calls positive narration.
It notices students that are doing the right thing, so creates this positive momentum. But it also gives the students who might have missed the directions another way of hearing it without it being nagging, and also seeing it in action.
Teachers are also given ways to build close relationships with students. For example, calling parents when a child is doing well. The center has worked with over 250 schools across the country since 2009. Many are charters, some are district schools, but all of them have similar populations. Students from low-income families, many of color. Clyburero says she focuses on these kids because they have the least access to a good education. And Project LIFT's Watts says her students especially need the structure no-nonsense nurturing provides.
Project LIFT kids need consistency. Sometimes in their home lives, they don't have that structure and consistency. And so just providing that opportunity for them to know that there are certain behaviors and certain things we have to comply on because it's a part of the setting of what teaching and learning is all about.
Their students have been historically marginalized, says Barb Stengel, an education professor at Vanderbilt University. And that's why no-nonsense nurturing makes her uncomfortable. In her view, the priority is compliance, not engagement.
Maybe we are doing them a favor by teaching them codes of power, but maybe we are also participating in some kind of, I don't know, I'll call it colonization, that we're simply teaching kids to look like me.
The center has a contract with Project LIFT to train CMS staff. Project LIFT wouldn't say how much it's paying the center. Watt says she doesn't have to because Project LIFT operates under a public-private partnership. But she did let WFAE watch training sessions with teachers like Kelly McManus at Druid Hills.
I would say, students, please raise your hand on a level 0 if you...
Stop it.
Okay.
Please.
Okay.
You want them to do it. There's no opt-out. Drop the please.
Okay.
That last voice is her coach, Venetia Howard. The two have been colleagues for the past 7 years at the school. After this one-on-one session, it's time to put what McManus learned into action while still being coached. McManus wears an earbud. Howard stands in the back of the class. She whispers directions to McManus through a walkie-talkie as she teaches her first graders.
As for complete sentences, my students respond.
We're going to respond now in complete sentences. So
also in the room is a coach from the center who gives instructions to Howard. McManus finds these sessions stressful but valuable. Her complaint, and you hear this a lot, is that she feels like a robot at times. Barb Stengel, the Vanderbilt professor whose official title is Professor of the Practice of Education, sees how the scripted directions and narration help, but...
I just don't want these teachers, particularly if they're going to stay in the profession, to think that this is all there is to developing children toward autonomy and responsibility.
No-nonsense nurturing encourages teachers to lay off the narration over time. By then, the hope is it's not necessary. Druid Hills is in its 2nd year of no-nonsense nurturing. Some Project LIFT schools are in their 3rd. Watts of Project Lift says she believes it's led to a significant drop in out-of-school suspensions at Thomasboro, students missing fewer days at Ashley Park, and all around more student engagement. The training extends at least through this year. Eventually, the plan is all these schools will have their designated staff of no-nonsense nurturing coaches. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Wharf in Charlotte.